BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth has described the strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities as the most complex and secretive military operation in history, but gave few new details about their impact. The Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has now acknowledged what he called serious damage from the strikes, saying an assessment was underway. He also disputed President Trump's assertion that there'd be American-Iranian talks next week, saying no such plan had been set, accusing the US of blocking progress.
Look, we were negotiating with America. Israel destroyed the table. Then we were talking to Europe. The Americans destroyed it. So I say, those who say let's go back to the negotiating table should specify exactly which table they mean and with what specifications.
The US State Department says it's approved $30 million in funding for the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, a controversial US and Israeli-backed body set up to distribute aid in the war-torn Gaza Strip. In March, Israel blocked crucial supply routes into Gaza, leading to warnings of imminent famine. The UN Special Rapporteur for Belarus has warned of a dire human rights situation there. Nils Muižnieks told the UN Human Rights Council human rights were continuing to deteriorate with no signs of improvement. He said he was most concerned about the political persecution waged by the authorities.
Ever since the 2020 elections and the ensuing mass protests against election fraud, the authorities have regularly targeted critics and any real perceived or potential opposition to the government through both criminal and administrative proceedings and unfair trials. Belarus has a very large number of people behind bars who should not be there, including opposition politicians, human rights defenders, journalists, independent trade union activists, environmental defenders, and lawyers.
The White House has said the US and China have agreed on a framework aimed at implementing the trade deal reached in Geneva earlier this month. The Trump administration said the framework lays the groundwork for expediting rare earth shipments from China to the US. Earlier, President Trump said he signed a deal with Beijing on Wednesday without giving further details. Exactly 80 years since the signing of the UN founding charter, the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, has warned the institution is facing unprecedented attacks on its core principles and purposes.
We see an all too familiar pattern. Follow when the charter suits, ignore when it does not. The Charter of the United Nations is not optional. It is not an à la carte menu. It is the bedrock of international relations.
World News from the BBC. The UN says it's deeply concerned by the violence that left 16 people dead and hundreds injured in nationwide protests in Kenya on Wednesday. Most of those killed died from gunshot wounds. Thousands of businesses were looted and many razed to the ground after battles with police. The editor of US Vogue, Anna Wintour, is stepping back from her position after almost 40 years. It's a role she's held for longer than any other editor in the magazine's history. The British-born journalist is one of the most recognisable figures in the fashion industry. Mexico's lower house of Congress has approved legislation that bans entertainment events involving dolphins and other mammals, such as orcas and sea lions. Marine mammals will only be allowed to remain in captivity for the purpose of research or reproduction. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Dolphin shows where tourists pay to swim and take pictures with the animals are a popular attraction in Mexican resorts such as Cancun and Cozumel. But for decades, campaign groups have denounced the cruelty behind the profitable industry. They say the animals suffer because of chemicals in the swimming pools and often go blind. In a rare show of unity in Mexican politics, the Wildlife Reform Bill won unanimous support in the Chamber of Deputies. It had already passed the Senate and will now be signed into law by President Claudia Sheinbaum.
The Grammy Award-winning film composer Lalo Schifrin has died. He was 93. Born in Argentina, Lalo Schifrin wrote era-defining music for films such as Cool Hand Luke and Dirty Harry. But his best-known piece was for television, the theme to Mission Impossible. He said his brief was for a theme that's exciting, promising but not too heavy and anticipates the action. It was later re-recorded for the film franchise featuring Tom Cruise. BBC News.